Love Talk Radio.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
And Seeley from Intervention 911. Every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to John Hollis and myself on Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show, Ask the Interventionist. Millions of Americans suffer from some form of addiction that affects the people that love them. I want to take this opportunity to help their families and friends understand the addiction and fight it with all the tools necessary and get their loved ones and them into a program of recovery. Again, this is Ken Seeley. I look forward to answering your questions live on Monday nights, 10 p.m. on Holistic Lifestyle Radio, Ask the Interventionist Show. Please call 888-565-1470, or you can also email your questions by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you and fighting this war on addiction together.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome. John Hollis. This is Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and you're listening to us at the 2 o'clock time period. And, of course, we're going to be going to this show is going to be rebroadcasted tonight at 10 o'clock, and we have our great guests in today from Atlantic Shores Hospital, and we're going to be speaking with them more about how Atlantic Shores Hospital works. But not only that, the most important aspect is how people can get help and what are some of the key signs that start to happen with people if they have addiction or if they have mental health issues combined together. And we're going to see how we can help people that might be out there listening today. May it be a family member, may it be a friend, may it be a loved one of any type. We're here to be able to help you get the knowledge and the understanding that, guess what, you don't have to be stuck. And I used to say, stuck on stupid. And, you know, I was stuck on stupid for a long, long time. And my family and friends all got kind of smart, and they understood that, hey, listen, you were either going to get the help that you need, John, or you're on your own. And, you know, there I was at the very end, alone and under the bridge. And the bottom line is that there is help for people. You don't have to be a part of the whirlwind. And, of course, you know, putting your arms around addiction and trying to control it of a family member is like wrapping your hands around a tornado. It's not going to work. So we're going to give you some information to be able to help the process out. And most importantly, if you don't and you have a friend sometime that comes up with this issue, you'll be able to say, hey, listen, you know, I listened to this great show and this is what they said. So we're here to be able to carry that message of hope today. I want to, of course, thank Ken Seeley every Monday night for being on our show, and that's from 10 to 11, Ask the Interventionist. Terry Gortzky is on with us tomorrow. He will be on from, of course, 10 to 11 tomorrow night, and he is, of course, Relapse Prevention with Ken Gortzky. I want to thank our sponsors for today's show. It's Atlantic Shores Hospital, of course, and they have been my ongoing sponsor for almost a year now. And the bottom line is that Atlantic Shores believed in us in a lot of cases when nobody else would, because we weren't around that long. So now we're going on almost 2 years, and Atlantic Shores Hospital has been our sponsor for almost the last year, and they have supported Holistic Lifestyles Radio and carrying the message to a lot of family members, and we were able to help a lot of folks get help through that almost year time period. So I also want to announce that Clapton, Mr. Eric Clapton, he's having a Crossroads Guitar Festival. He's having it June 26th in Toyota Park in Chicago. And there are no tickets available, but there are VIP packages available. And most importantly, if you can go to guitarfestival.org, I want you to, again, take that information and start buying some things off of their sites, because 100% of the proceeds help people get into treatment. And I'll tell you how that works. It's a pretty amazing thing. Mr. Clapton and his foundation, the Crossroads of Antigua Foundation, have literally, since 1997, have put $2 million out to help people get into treatment. So any funds that are collected at this event, 100% of them go to, of course, helping people find treatment and get into treatment. And here's the amazing part. It might not necessarily be at Crossroads. It might be somewhere else, and they'll fund it. So the good news is that that foundation is a huge foundation that I support big time. And, of course, I would ask you to go to Crossroads Guitar Festival. And also, we want to talk about two other things that are really important. Joe, if you've been following the intervention show, Joe is, of course, now out of detox and getting ready to go into St. Luke's, and we're looking forward to, of course, having that take place. And, you know, it all starts out with the information. It all starts out with us, you know, talking about, you know, how a program can help, how detox can help, or how a person just sitting down across from somebody and saying, hey, listen, I've been where you've been and you don't have to be there anymore, definitely helps people. And we're going to talk more about that, of course, right after we come back from this break.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. 2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy, was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. I'm John Hollis. This is Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and we're here with two of my friends, one of them being Calvin Smith. Calvin is with Atlantic Shores Hospital, and Calvin has been on the show before, and he's brought a guest with him today, and that's Paul Blake. And Paul is a graduate of the University of Michigan, criminal justice and bachelor's degree, University of Illinois, forensic arts and science, master's, double, all kinds of. And you're just like, this is on and on and on, bro. So let me ask you, what happened? I mean, what made you, like, start working with guys like us? Like, you know.
First off, hello. Thank you for that warm welcome. First thing, I started off with watching my best friend pass away. That was a killer. He was a kid that I went to school with in Chicago, and it was just a very tragic thing because he was hooked on drugs at an early age, and it threw me off. And when I looked at that and I looked at how the family's reaction was and everything else, me just being an athlete, I didn't know how to cope with that neither, because, you know, it's like when you see somebody and they're gone, all of a sudden you say to yourself, wow, I can't believe that this talented baseball player is just dead from using. One time, one in and one out. And the drug of choice of his opportune choice was heroin. And it just threw me off. And it just, I never could shake that. And ever since then, that put a hole in my heart that I always feel with helping people out and trying to be there. And then I got caught up into it myself. Being caught up into it threw me off. First off, it started hanging out with your homeboys and drinking. And it was drinking after basketball games, after baseball games, after just chilling.
So at that, at this point of your life, you know, it's sociable.
It was sociable. Everything was just, let me just do this to be in the in crowd. Let me do this to be a part of a coping mechanism. And it ended up to be a daily thing. And it just threw me off. And it started off with the death of a friend.
And when you finally got to a point for you, where you said, you know, listen, this is done, I don't want to have to go through what, you know, I just watched happen, because that's what it sounds like happened to you. You know, you had an awakening. Some people don't have that awakening. They step over bodies, you know, to continue
right.
getting high.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
like me and you.
Right? Absolutely. Man. You know, hey, listen, I remember, you know, literally stepping over, you know, bodies to go get my dope. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whatever I had to do, I did it. And, you
right.
know, it didn't matter.
Right.
You know, and if they were blue, you know, where did they get their stuff? You know,
go in their pockets, man.
where did they get it? Because it must be real good. I want that same bag. You know,
right.
I just won't use as much.
Right.
So when, but you had that epiphany, and that epiphany said, you know, so I don't want to go there. What started to transpire in your life? Did you say, you know, something? I think today, or you woke up one morning, today I want to be, you know, let's look at this list. Today I want to go to the University of Michigan for a criminal justice bachelor's degree. And, I mean, what was the outline after that?
For me, it was like coping for me gave me a drive. My drive started off with, do I be like that? Or do I help people who went through that, but do I be honest with myself that I'm a part of that? So it was a combination of all of that. Having a strange father in my life at that time, I didn't have a coping mechanism to talk to a male figure to get me to see that this is something serious. And when it started off for me, it was like, I was around my sisters. I was around my mom. I was around people who did not even look at me in that light. But I was off in the cut where I had one image over here and I had another image over there.
Absolutely, man.
So, you know.
The chameleon.
The chameleon was very good. I mean, you can tell me Jack Doodley. You know, that's what I did. And what gave me drive was noticing family members still, after years of watching his death, never coping. And I didn't get educated with the people that I was hanging around with, because it was only educating me how to drink and hang around and do what I need to do. But talking to family members and looking from a different window and looking at the pain, they said that pain is a feeling that you would never understand until you're there. Until I saw that pain and then they were talking about my best friend, that gave me a drive to turn my life over and to look at a career that's going to help me to help people and to better myself. Because in Chicago, growing up, it's not easy.
And I understand you were on the police force in Chicago?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that real quick. That must have been interesting.
Yes. I worked for it started off with Cook County. I did my police explorers for Chicago Police Department. And that was the greatest thing ever. I was watching gangbangers when I used to watch gangbangers from a different way, watching gangbangers from a law enforcement way. And I got myself caught up into that, learned a little bit about the field, got a scholarship when I graduated from high school, went to Michigan. It started off with one step forward. They kept pushing me to be the best that I can be in law enforcement, and I did that. Worked for the campus police in Michigan. Came back to Illinois after graduating. Worked for Chicago Police Department. It was the greatest experience ever. And
now, you're a forensic scientist, right?
Forensic specialist.
Specialist. Okay, so you went through crime scenes.
I dealt with all that DNA, forensic labs, forensic photography.
And you did this in Chicago?
In Chicago.
So you've seen some ugly stuff.
I've seen stuff that will make you cross your eyes.
Yeah. Let's ask the pertinent question here. How much of the stuff that you see really equate to drug addiction or alcoholism?
It was a lot of it, because most of the crime data that you've seen was when you see the Utox and the drugs that was on the crime scene, it was all over the place. Most of the times I was dealing with homicides, so it was like looking at that, it was like crazy, because you would see a lot of the clients, families and the perps and everything else that you see involved, it was mostly drug related.
So the real deal here is that, would you say between 85 to 90% or 95 to 100%?
I'll say 65 to 85%, because the ranges are different depending upon where the level of the crime was at.
Okay.
Most of the crimes, if it was in inner cities, it was a higher percentage versus some of the suburban areas where it wasn't as much.
Let's talk about the fact that if you understand addiction, or if you maybe you don't, maybe you're driving down the street and you're saying, why are these junkies on the radio talking about addiction? Well, I got to tell you, we're talking about it because let's talk about the person that wakes up with three cops standing over top of them saying, do you realize you just ran over a little Jimmy on his bicycle? And that person doesn't even remember they did it. They were walking, talking, and they were in what we would call a blackout.
Mm-hmm.
And in that blackout, they end up committing crimes or doing things that they would not necessarily do if they were in their right mind. And how many people would you say that you have seen come to in your profession during that time period that said, I didn't do that. What are you talking about?
Most of the times you would ask them a question in reference to what occurred, and they were totally not there. It was totally disengaged. Eyes was gazed almost to the point where they didn't understand what the hell happened. And by the time you express them what happened and then they see it on video, because at that time Chicago was probably one of the first pioneers of videotaping most crime data, and they would show them how they were talking at the time of the actual scene. And they were totally a photo, like, who is that guy? And they're not even realizing it was them.
So So the blackout aspect of this, folks, you know, is real important for people to understand that, you know, there are certain situations. I'm not going to say all of them, but I would say a lot of them, where people wake up in compromising situations and bad situations legally that they had no intention to go out and commit, and you know, but they took that one drink or that one whatever that pushed them over the edge. You know, it might not be the first drink, it might be the tenth drink, but here's the deal. Sooner or later, the brain is not going to function right with that much chemical in it, and it's going to go just offline. Once it goes offline, you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
So one of the things that we look at as far as, of course, Paul today with us, you're able to paint a picture for us today, and you're a case manager over at Atlantic Shores.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to paint a picture for a lot of the kids that are coming in and a lot of the people that are coming in and the adults that are coming in that, hey, listen, this is where I've been,
right,
and this is what I've been able to accomplish in my life, and I was in the same position that you're in. And these are the things that I seen when I was working, because we're just talking about them now. But let me ask you a question. Do you really think you can scare an addict when you're talking to them?
If you can give them the mirror of their life and make sure that they can see that mirror and not let them veer from eye contact and see the intensity of their eyes, sometimes the fear is presenting to them why they're in the hospital or why they the whole problem that is presented, that you have this, you own this, this is your accountability. You know, nobody can kick your butt better than you. And you present with the mirror image. There's no lying when there's a mirror. There's lying when there's no mirror, because then I can use smoke to veer you from not looking at what's going on. And presentation is very clear. We just look at them and let them know. We're not here to intimidate you, because you know what? If your life is not intimidating to you, then my words won't be intimidating to you.
Absolutely not.
But if I can present to you a future without you there and the people that means a lot to you, something has to occur here. What's going to happen to you when everything that means everything to you is not there because of your total ignorance of you? The peoples and places and things got more attention than you. The people, places, and things has directed you into a category of life that you can only remember the good points. And when you do, it makes you so sad that you got to return back to the bad. So I try to present to them an educational tool. In forensic profiling, one of the things we present is STEP, which is spiritual, thinking, emotional, and physical. If you can spiritually see yourself in a better light, that is going to present your fear. Because what we try to do is to make sure that if you can see something that's important to you, let's make that priority. Let's make that something that's so educational for you that you don't want to make that mistake. Because the mistake here is you're ignoring your importance. You are ignoring what is the number one thing in your life. And that's one of the things that when we talk about fear in presentation, we just give you you. So that should be a scary thing when you look at you and say, hey, you know, there's somebody inside of you that could be better.
And you, when you break, and I like what you're saying, but when you break it down and you got a person that walks into Atlantic Shores and they're there for, it can be anywhere upwards of, you know, 10, 12 days, depending on what they're detoxing from, least amount is 5 days, most 10 or 15. During that time period, is they actually, because I really believe, I am a true believer, if you can get them to stay for the first three, they're going to probably hang out.
Right.
So if you can get them through that hump of that first 3 days where they got the screaming knees and everything, and you're medicating them and you're helping them get through that process, and then you're downgrading the medication. But through that process, as you're, you know, breaking down the walls and you're putting up that mirror and you're showing them, hey, listen, this is your life. This is what you've been doing. This has nothing to do with mom. This has nothing to do with dad, the three-legged dog. You know, all the things that happened in your childhood, you know, losing the little red wagon had nothing to do with it. You know, none of that stuff had to do with it. This is all what you accomplished, and this has been your life for the last 10, 20, 30 years that you've been, you know, using. When you finally get them and you see that light bulb go off, now you have a person that's like, okay, now what do I do next? and now the fear comes in because that they know that that situation isn't going to work for them anymore. But I'm an angles guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an angles guy. So if it ain't working this way, well, maybe if I go out and try it this way, it'll be different. How do you let them know that it doesn't matter how you go at this thing, it's always going to end up the same?
Well, one of the things, you know, since we talk about angles, you got to make sure that if you're going to keep things in a scientific measurement, you got to talk about the evidence. Collateral information is very important to assessing a client. Getting that information to assess them or getting that history to support the evidence of what brought them into the facility is going to have a discussion. There's going to be the either camouflage the session that we first got to feel each other off and fight off our trust systems. You know what I mean? We got to go in through the tennis match. Or we can really basically say, hey, you just came to the hospital. Let me show you how you look. Let me show you if you were Baker Act. Let me show you what you've lost. Who is the family member on this paper that we can call to say, what's going on with you? Are you a family person? Do you love family? Do you want to live? What is killing you? Because until we find out that data, we can't support anything. We're not going to get to that angle of finding out who and what you are and what you stand for.
You find that it's important to integrate the family into this?
Absolutely. I think that's a part of the tree that can make the fruit blossom.
What we're going to do is we're going to go to our next break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the family aspect and how the family can actually help carry the information to the professionals to help the person be treated. We'll be back right after this message.
Thirty years ago, 60 Minutes traveled to South Dakota to meet Dr. John Willard and to examine his miraculous Willard Water. What they discovered was thousands of people all over the world were using Willard Water to better their health. As 60 Minutes found, the claims seem unbelievable, but the results are undeniable. Scientific studies show that Willard Water can help our bodies absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. They also show that Willard Water helps make cells stronger and more resistant to disease. Willard Water helps the body heal itself. And it does all this without the toxins found in over-the-counter medications. Willard Water is not a fad. It's been helping people for more than 40 years. Become one of the thousands of people who use Willard Water every day. To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. This is John Hollison with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And Calvin just brought, of course, Paul Blake some really hot water. And he's real happy about that.
Sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you know something? Hey, listen, you know, we get to, by the grace of God, sit here today and laugh and have fun with this. But if you're a family member out there and you're devastated with family issues, you're not laughing right now. So, and that's okay, but we're not a glum lot. See, what happens is we get clean and we get sober and we get to be able to have some fun with life and we get to enjoy life again. We're not like, you know, stuck in the mud, woe is me, mea culpa, mea culpa. We don't have to be there today. And the good news is folks like Calvin Smith from Atlantic Shores Hospital and, of course, Paul Blake from Atlantic Shores Hospital help the person. They are the triage of addiction treatment because they're the guys that see them first. They're the ones that are dealing with, you know, stopping the bleeding so that way they can move on to whatever treatment is going to be necessary. And for a family member that was listening to the first part of this show, you're going to find that there was a lot of substance in what he was talking about in regards to being able to put the mirror up and get the information so that way you can start playing back the tape to the person. You need to play it back to them. Listen, you know, this just didn't start. You know, I was talking to Mom. And Mom said that you had your first addiction bout back in 1972 when, you know, you were dancing naked in the living room because you had drank too much. And since then, this is what Mom has said. This happened, that happened, this happened, that happened. So that way, these are all the mirror things that you were talking about. All the complications of your addiction or your disease is all showing up, and this is how it's manifesting itself. How do you get to the family and talk to them about it?
Well, first, you have to present to the client the window of getting out of this messed up behind picture. Sometimes the behind the picture scene, sometimes they just don't understand it. Sometimes they did so much damage to the family, they don't want them involved.
Well, that was my next question.
Right, you know, the involvement is based upon if you're having a sore, the only way that we're going to notice that sore, if you have to present it, and in order to present the sore, everybody has to be involved. Yes, there might be subjective thinking. Yes, it might be some non-objective thinking. It may be a lot of see what you did and a lot of that conflicts of looking at the sore, but the sore still stands out. So the presentation for everybody's picture of working with families is to make sure that if you have all these locks on this door of a problem, the only way is going to get help if you unlock it and let people in. And if your family's behind one of those doors and you kept them trapped out there, they don't know what's going on in the living room because most of the stuff that you went through is in the bedroom or in another part of the house. We're just talking about the temple, just letting us in so we can say, how can we help?
And I think that's a part of, you want to say something? Part of a big picture, when you start with, like, let's say you're doing an intervention or you're
exactly
looking at that process of getting the person and raising the bottom up to meet the person, I think it's really important for family members to understand that, like, this isn't their problem. But here's the reality. If you're going to be getting together and you want to help Jimmy or little Joey or Mary, it's probably a good thing to write, you know, what you've experienced and what the track record has been with your individual relationship with that person. And then you combine everybody's information together. And if a person's going into detox, you hand them, you know, 5 or 10 or 15 letters from all the family members and all the friends and what they've experienced, because now the caseworkers and, of course, the doctors – and the people committed to that person getting well are all going to be able to sit down and read through these letters and say, hey, listen, guess what? You know, this is what Mom said. This is what Dad said. This is what we're seeing combined together just by reading all of the letters, because you're going to start to see the pattern of the person, and that's forensically what you're talking about, correct?
Exactly. You have to build the body for people to see it. You know, sometimes family members only remember the head of the person by the negative comments that they made, so they only see the head part of it. They don't see that they're struggling, trying to hold themselves and keep themselves together. They don't see them holding their heart every time that they have to tell them something that's distressing, or to try to communicate to them about, I'm kicking my butt and you're helping me do it as well, where the manipulation can either have birth or it can have death. And that's where we have to learn how to engage with them. We have to say, this is the problem, let's look at that.
You made a great point in the fact that, you know, I got to tell you, when I've been to a couple of detoxes in my life and a couple of treatment centers, and I would walk through the door, and they would hand me this, like, package, and it would have, like, 250 questions in it. And I got to tell you that, I don't know about your facility, but I got to tell you that, you know, I was a smoker and, you know, all of that stuff, so it was very important to me that I smoked, not fill out your information. So let's like be for real here. You know, I had priorities when I got the detox, okay?
Right.
And those priorities were, hey, you know, I got to call the old lady. You know, I got to get back to work. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on in my life. And this 250 questionnaire that's going to ask me about my behavior, my psychosocial, that's going to say, hey, listen, this is what's been going on in my life. Well, I'm not real honest with that.
Right.
Or, worse yet, I'm going to be as honest as I possibly can, but the reality is it's not really an honest appraisal because I've been so, you know, crapped out my whole life. So I can't really see the honesty part of it, but the family members can.
Right.
So you need that in the equation. You need the person's input, because now you need to see how far they're removed from reality.
Right.
And then you need the family members in there to be able to really put it in perspective just how
Absolutely.
Far out they are.
Absolutely. And the amazing thing about the connection is, if I can tell you a story that you don't have to find out the collateral information, then the story is what it is. It's just made for you to say, wow, oh my God, and that's it. We have to check and balance out the problem. And we can't do it with little data. We need to get as much data to find a solution focus, emphasis to helping the client the best that we can do.
Well, it's just like if you were back in Chicago,
right,
and you're at the crime scene, each person is their own individual crime scene when they come into
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
And you're figuring out the puzzle.
And again, I you know, do you believe that, you know, it's like peeling an onion.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get the layer that you're going to get in triage, which is totally going to be different than a layer that's going to start coming out, you know, down the road 3 months while they're in treatment.
Right.
But as long as you can get that real foundational information at the very beginning, they got a better shot down the road of really getting down to peeling that onion away.
Absolutely. There's nothing more important than if somebody says that they want help, a part of them is telling the truth, another part might not be.
Mm.
And we got to look at it at the balance of it, you know. You know, there's hidden agendas in everything, you know. And we got to look at if the hidden agenda is that exposed, that we can expose the real truth, because that's what's the important thing, is getting to the root of the cause.
That's forensic for you right there, bro.
He's absolutely right, because,
yeah,
you know, hey, listen, when I showed up, there was usually some kind of a motive,
yeah,
behind my actions.
Every
okay.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Every
oh,
time.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Every time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for, you know, pulling me up there, Calvin.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm talking about me.
You're talking about me, too. I relate.
All right.
So here we are. We're in a process. We've really outlined for the listeners today. And if you're listening today, of course, we are here with Paul Burke. Blake, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm,
and, of course, Calvin Smith from Atlantic Shores Hospital, and we are really discussing the working mechanisms of forensically looking at somebody's addiction when they come into triage, which is detox at Atlantic Shores Hospital. once you're in that triage position, you need all of the folks and all of the components to put the puzzle together for Paul Plake that can literally start to work with the doctors to work out a treatment plan that's going to be a perfect scenario treatment plan for at that point of their recovery, which could change later on down the road, correct?
Right. It's giving them, you know, because we're short-term, we try to make sure that we're giving them, we start their options in the beginning. You know what I mean? And sometimes that's very important that they know that. That means that you got to talk to them within that time frame because, remember, the fresh catch is when they are saying that they need help. Because once they start processing how messed up their life is or how messed up things are, they can go back into their reservational thinking and go back and say, hey, you know, maybe I don't want the help. Maybe this is not worth it. So we try to give them the worth. The worth is very important at the front door.
Self-worth.
Self-worth and making sure that just because you got dust on you, you're still a beautiful person.
And love. And, you know, when you look at love as a whole, I really loved, you know, when people came at me with the love stuff because, you know, that enabled me. I don't know about anybody else in the room. But if I thought that they were weak, it definitely helped out my agenda. But then I found out that, you know, yeah, they had love for me, but they weren't weak.
right. It's tough love.
Yeah. So the reality, folks, if you're listening to this show today and you hear what's happening and you're hearing this whole thing unfold in front of you, it's a beautiful scenario for you to be able to, you know, if you want to re-listen to this show, of course, you can listen tonight at 10 o'clock. And we'll be also streaming live on Blog Talk tonight. We are not during the day today, but we are tonight, and it's going to be one big show tonight with intherooms.com and on Facebook and Twitter, and I want everybody to be able to hear this, so spread the message, because it really outlines exactly what happens when the person gets done with a guy like Ken Seeley and then ends up in detox like Joe just did. What is the process that we're going to go through to be able to help this person in the next phase of their development, which is the detox phase? We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, of course, we're going to talk with our friend Paul Plake, and we're going to talk with Calvin Smith from Atlantic Shores Hospital. We'll be back right after this message.
My name is Janice, and I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Willard Water is a pretty big deal around these parts. I've been using Willard Water for many years, and I can honestly say it's changed my life. A few years ago, I developed some early symptoms of arthritis. Over time, my pain got worse and worse. I went to my doctor. He prescribed the usual assortment of drugs and therapies, but they did little or nothing to alleviate the pain. I kept thinking, I'm too young to have this much pain, to be confined to a rocking chair for the rest of my life. So I soaked my hands in Willard Water, and it relieved my pain. In no time, I was back to living a healthy, happy life. We're expecting our first grandchild soon. Thanks to Willard Water, I'll be able to lift him up and enjoy our playtime.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. 2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital. Treatment for change.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. This is John Hollis with the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We're in, of course, studio at WNN 1470 AM. I want to thank our listeners that are riding around listening to the show, or maybe they're in the office listening, or wherever you may be listening. We also want to thank our listeners on Facebook. We want to thank our listeners on Twitter, podcast, intherooms.com, My Sober Scene, Vacancy Love, and all of the rest of the folks on the social networks that are following us. We have Paul Blake. And he is with us from Atlantic Shores Hospital. And, of course, Paul is a forensics expert and has been for many years and has his master's degree in that. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you've been dealing with this for 14 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you've been in the on the firing lines for 14 years.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And here's the reality of the firing lines. Your job at the very beginning is to help that person to see that, you know, really they need more treatment.
Right. If you look at it, most of the clients that come in, you know, they're wounded. They have a wounded sense of urgency, a wounded sense of desperation, a wounded sense of just not dealing with their dealing with life on life's terms. Addiction is helping them cope with a life at a different level. It's not saying that it's the right way of coping. It's just a different way of coping. And because we have different ways of coping, we sometimes need to see why the melting pot is spread it out like the way it is. Florida has a different opportunity for us to look at things differently. We have to really attack things for where the person, who the person is, instead of attacking the disease and categorizing it as those type of persons that come in there just for getting away from not being responsible or this way. You know, the stereotypical statements that comes out of people's mouth. This is real. This is when people are hurt. They're hurt in different ways. We need to engage them by opening up our hearts to them, opening our listening tools, and give them a chance to look at things differently, and that's what we try to provide at the hospital.
And I think it's important to say that you really want to, you know, and I'm sure, because I know the caliber of Atlantic Shores Hospital, you know, and the bottom line is that I know your job every day is to help that person to understand that this is not a spin dry.
Right.
You know, we're not here to bring you in and spin dry you for the next 5 to 10 days.
So that you can go back out and do what you do.
Absolutely. We want to help you to motivate to get to the next phase of your development, which can be 30, you know, 28 days, you know, 60 days, 3 months, long-term treatment, then aftercare, and then living, sober living environments. In your professional opinion, for somebody to really take advantage of true treatment of their recovery, starting from maybe an intervention to the detox and then following after detox, how long would you say a program should be for a person to really get concrete?
A lifetime problem is not going to be settled in a detox formula.
Okay.
So we have to look at time between, you know, the first 90 days are crucial. Because at that time, you're at the embryo stage of developing an understanding of your addiction and other options. And because those options are out there, we try to make sure that the client knows that how important time is. time is very important to measure out, hey, this is what brought you here. We have this issue. We have the feelings issue. We have the actual physical issue. We have all these issues that relatively got you into the hospital. 4 to 6 months, it will be the greatest thing of your life. Because for the 4 to 6 months period, which was the first 90 days, is just understanding what you have done and what's going on. The next 6 months per after that is going to help you to deal with that time frame so you can develop an educational tool. Your memory should educate you a lot.
And the foundation also.
And absolutely. And understanding that foundation. Because you can't build without a foundation. So that 90 days is the foundational period of looking at a site and saying, this is what I need to grow from this site.
And this is, of course, in a perfect world if we've gotten past the denial aspect. Because I think denial feeds itself
right
into this.
Right.
So as you're going through this process.
Back and forth.
So you're struggling in that first sometimes. I know for me, it was like 9 months. And it wasn't struggling so much for that. Listen, I knew I was, you know, an addict, and there was definitely problems with my life. But it was the cravings and all of the recall and all of the. And then somewhere around 9 months, while doing the work with my sponsor and being committed to different approaches that I was doing and really being involved in my recovery, one day I woke up, and the compulsion to use had been lifted. By the grace of God, it has never come back.
Right.
One day at a time, one minute at a time. But I had to give it that time for that to happen.
The greatest thing of a child is looking at the birth period. You know what I mean? It's like looking at the person saying, wow, look at how they nurtured that embryo to that stage of making sure that the life can come out. And in recovery,
that's an interesting way of looking at it.
You know, in life's terms, we got to look at that process. You know, it's 9 months and more. You know what I mean? It's 9 months of saying, "I want to see you cry. I want to see you go through what you're going through," because that is the education that's going to help you deal with that period of life.
And that's that faith process.
That's a spiritual, absolutely.
Faith, building an understanding, that mad, glad, or sad I don't have to use. You know, one of the things, that, and this isn't said a lot, I heard an old-timer say it in a 12-step meeting, and it was probably one of the best things that I ever heard in early recovery. He made it a point to let the newcomers know that were in the room that if you think that you're going to come in and in 2 weeks you're not going to feel uncomfortable anymore, you're out of your mind.
Right. Right.
You are going to feel uncomfortable. This is unnatural to you. This is
right.
Not, you know, a lifestyle that you have been used to living for the last 10, 20, or 30 years, so it's going to feel uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Mad, glad, or sad, we don't get to drink and drug over the uncomfortable feelings anymore, and we have to move through those. But here's the thing, and this is where the audience, I think, misses the boat sometimes, especially if it's a person that doesn't believe in the disease concept or believe in addiction. What happens is they say, well, you know, once you've stopped, it's done. It's all over with. I'll tell you something. It is the only disease in the world that will tell you you don't have a disease. You don't have a problem.
Also, you have to look at the education of addiction. One lives and the other one dies. So if just because I stopped using, maybe the behaviors are still there, that's going to make me use in a different sense. So we have to look at the pathology of it. We have to understand that the development of any addiction is understanding the first one, which is, what am I doing? And that's what the presentation of making people understand. If I can make you understand what you're doing, that's making you understand where you're at. And if you're in a hospital, if you're in a treatment center, the therapists are reminding you that this is what you were at this point of your life. This caused this many things in your life. What are you going to do from there? What do you do from that? Do we help you? The only way we can actually help you is your involvement. So we got to make sure that during that 3 months, that 90 days, that just for today, that 1 minute, that 1 second, that you understand that we can help you at any treatment program. They're going to say the same phrase. At any hospital, they'll say the same phrase, and that's important.
And you're maximizing.
And
every moment you're maximizing
right.
what you can put into that
right,
moment.
Right, because they're minimizing their thinking.
Absolutely.
So that's the thing, is that just because you're at a minimization of thinking, we have to maximizing your importance. And that's where the front door, detox, that's where everything is so important.
I want to, of course, thank Calvin Smith. Calvin, welcome to the show. And, of course, you haven't really said a lot, but you know something? I'm really glad that you brought Paul with us because he really outlined a lot of stuff. And great people at Atlantic Shores Hospital. And, of course, Paul, thank you for being here. Calvin,
Thanks. Thank
you for being here.
Thank you, John.
We are out of time. If you need to contact Atlantic Shores Hospital, please call them at 954-771-2711. They can help you with any type of course, information in regards to detox and help for addiction. We want to thank our listeners today, and we want to thank, of course, WNN 1470 AM.
Thank
the
you.
The mothership.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we want to, thank our sponsors, Atlantic Shores Hospital, Willard Water, and Canatelli Builders. We'll talk to you tonight at 10 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
I'm Ken Seeley from Intervention 911. Every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can listen to John Hollis and myself on Holistic Lifestyle Radio Show, Ask the Interventionist. Millions of Americans suffer from some form of addiction that affects the people that love them. I want to take this opportunity to help their families and friends understand the addiction and fight it with all the tools necessary and get their loved ones and them into a program of recovery. Again, this is Ken Seeley. I look forward to answering your questions live on Monday nights, 10 p.m. on Holistic Lifestyle Radio, Ask the Interventionist Show. Please call 888-565-1470. Or you can also email your questions by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com. I look forward to hearing from you and fighting this war on addiction together.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyle.